Hi, it's Alison from Sanctuary. I'm offering you a riff on Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 23, on this Sunday, the 26th of January, commonly known as Australia Day, or Invasion Day, or the Day of Mourning. Once upon a time, the land was fertile and good. Sparkling rivers threaded through it, lakes teeming with birds dotted it, and on its edge the sea thundered, shimmering with fish. The people of the land tended it for thousands of years, creating intricate patchworks of forest and field. They enriched the soil and made it friable. They selected plants for abundance and ease. The people caught fish, they hunted and traded, they tended their crops. They built houses and raised children, and they passed on lore through story and song. One day, invaders came. They seized the land and killed men, raped women and stole children. Survivors were exiled or enslaved, and slowly the land turned to dust. It was just as the prophets foretold. When the people in the land worship idols of mammon and empire, then the land shrivels up. And justice and mercy and peace are no more. For many years a people lived in darkness. First peoples, invaders, settlers. Darkness covered them all. The darkness was the darkness of war. It was the darkness of hatred and violence. It was the darkness of a people enslaved and the darkness of a people enslaving others. It was the darkness of a victim hating their oppressor. It was the darkness of the oppressor's guilt. It was the darkness of injustice and propaganda and lies. It was the darkness of rapacious greed and the gaping maw of empire, which takes and takes and takes until hearts are empty and land is dead. It was the darkness of smoke covering the sun. It was the darkness of a land turning to dust. This is a story of Zebulun and Naphtali, invaded by Assyria, occupied by Gentiles, controlled and shaped by empire. And this is a story of Southwest Victoria, invaded by the English, occupied by us, controlled and shaped by global capitalism. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, land of the Eastern Mar Nation. On the road by the sea across the river, the people sat in darkness. Yes, all the people sat in the region and the shadow of death. For darkness, violence, guilt, fear, trauma, they make you do that. You sit down, you do nothing, and you despair. And so nothing changes. Empire wins. There's no justice, there's no mercy, there's no peace, and hope is dead. Fires burn, rivers die, and the land turns to dust. And here we are. But as impossible as it sounds, in this land, light is dawning. To this land Jesus comes, and darkness is always deepest before dawn. So take heart and listen, for as he comes, Jesus is calling. Change direction, change your heart, turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Change your heart. Don't be discouraged and don't be afraid. Don't let your doubts and the darkness shape your life. Love your neighbours and your enemies, plant gardens and raise children, and tell stories of heaven's culture. Look for new green shoots, and look for relationships with strangers which will transform this region and bring healing and renewal. Change your imagination. Don't be shaped by the entertainment industry, and don't be crushed by endless cycles of bad news. Instead, dwell on the prophets and the gospel and the desert monks and all who go deep in faith. Let them shape your imagination and let your renewed imagination galvanize you into action and into prayer. Change your desires. Don't be seduced by the advertisers, and don't be defined by the brands you buy, and don't go shopping for fun. Don't be fooled by the promise of the next new thing, which will never satisfy. Look only for what you need this day, and give thanks for the abundance of enough. Change your economics. Turn your back on mammon, money, global capitalism, greed, and turn towards heaven's economy, where resources are shared and there is always enough, and the hungry are always served first. Change your allegiances. Love your family, love your community, but don't let them ensnare you, and don't let them keep you from heaven's culture. Let Christ be your primary identity. Join with the one who unites all people and all things and works through them. Seek not your own advantage, or the advantage of your class or your family or your tribe, but instead pursue the common good. When you pursue the peace of the city, you will know God's peace. You do not need to live in isolation or darkness or despair anymore. Jesus is gathering you and me and all who are willing to turn and live into the light of heaven's culture. And when we are gathered together around him, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. The light enlightens the people and illuminates the way. Once all the people sat in darkness. Yes, all the people sat in the region and the shadow of death. But it's time to walk in the light, to stand up together in Southwest Victoria and walk into the light of life. This Invasion Day, then, I pray for a new invasion, an invasion of light. I pray for an invasion of enemy love and stranger love and neighbour love. And I pray that the barriers which isolate people in darkness are revealed and dissolved, and that people come together in the light. I pray for an invasion of good news, galvanizing a united people to act. I pray for an invasion of healing for people, culture, economics, and land. I pray for an invasion of heavenly power, always renewable, always renewing. I pray for an invasion of Jesus Christ into every occupied territory, into bodies, minds, and spirits which are colonized by global capitalism, into relationships and churches infected with consumerism, into economies and politics which serve only the rich, and into lands depleted and dying from our rapacious greed. I pray for an invasion of justice and mercy and peace into every corner of the world, for a time when peace and justice kiss and the land is abundant once more. Right now, things are looking dark, very dark, but the light is dawning. So change your heart, turn to God, follow Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is closing in. Amen. So go now, listening for the one who calls you. Let go of what needs to be left behind. Join with others. Walk into the light and proclaim the good news of heaven's nearness and heaven's culture. And may God grant you courage to respond to the call. May Christ Jesus be your light. And may the Holy Spirit fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope. Amen. That's all for today. If you value what you heard, there's always more to read on our website at sanctuarybaptist.wordpress.com. Sanctuary is funded entirely by members and supporters. If you'd like to support the work of this little church, you can make a donation via PayPal, and you can find the details for this on the website. Thanks for listening, and God be with you.